Well, good evening. Glad that you have found your way here. It's the season has changed as we begin Lent with Ash Wednesday. A couple notes about things you might want to know about this night. Thank you, those of you who found your way into Mahaffey Hall to help support the youth, but also to gather at table and fellowship. If you did not eat, or if you meet somebody in the midst of the service, the meal will be extended after as well. Or if you would like to eat again, you are welcome back for a time of fellowship, perhaps a cup of coffee as we begin a journey together. So if you do find your way across, just because it's been raining, we put a sign up to basically make sure we're covered liability-wise. But it does say be careful because it's wet and you could slip. So, and if it is raining, you always have the option of finding your way down the hallway to Mahaffey Hall. But please come back to Mahaffey Hall, whether you have already eaten or not, and spend a little bit of time with one another. That's one of the notes. The second note is the number up on the wall is 223. That is the hymn that we're going to sing tonight. It is the same hymn as 224. However, there are different tunes to the same hymn. And so we just realized that right prior to us gathering in here. So if you're one who's already marked, according to the bulletin, 223 is what you need to have. This is the beginning of Lent. You'll see a note on Sunday morning to invite you back on Wednesday nights for time at table and time to consider your own journey through the wilderness, which is our theme. And we'll kind of unpack that a little bit on Sunday morning, talk a little bit more about it. So you're invited to make Wednesdays a part of your Lent as well as Sundays. Tonight, new to me, by the way, when I was in seminary, and so Presbyterians started to learn a little bit more about the ashes and the imposition. Those of us, as I've heard, who grew up in predominantly Catholic areas or attended parochial schools, that you knew all about that. But some of us learned later in life a little bit about the ashes. The ashes were made primarily by our, they didn't make the ashes. They ground the ashes down from the palms that they burned that we used last year on Palm Sunday. And so there's some theological significance of that as we remember the life and then death and life again and the cycle that we go through. And so this night, a bit different. I will have some of the ashes, and you'll be invited to come forward for the imposition, they call that, of ashes. And I will place those on your forehead, or you simply can come to either side of the table, and there are vessels, containers of ashes. There are also towels, and you may place ashes on one another, just simply saying those simple words that you are dust, and to the dust you shall return. And so families might find that, couples might find that, friends might find that meaningful in a different way. Or I would be glad to do that as well. The one note I will make is you will see there are some towels and there are some tissues here that a little bit goes a long way. And it will stay with you. And so just a word of caution on that as you come back to the pew and you decide to sit down and you think, see if you get that off. You will get that off. It will eventually come off. But just a note about that. Just so you're aware of that. So it is good to be together. We will sit for the call to worship, and then we will stand together and sing our hymn, which is 442 at the beginning, just as I am without one plea. So will you join me in the call to worship? It might be a little bit hard to see with the color. I will say this day, and you will complete the sentence. So will you join me in the call to worship? This day, this day, this day, this day, so on this day, You may be seated. Will you join me in prayer? And you can see that you have a part as well. Almighty and everlasting God, who through your Son, Jesus Christ, provided a way of redemption for all people, for all who repent and turn from sin, create in us a clean heart and renew a steadfast and willing spirit, that we, acknowledging our sinfulness, may live an upright and holy life by the power of your Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, world without end. Amen. There are a number of readings this night from the Scripture. And following each of the readings, there will be an opportunity for reflection, for a time of quiet. Hear this first reading that we find in Psalm 103, verses 1 through 14. Hear this from God's Word. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will He keep His anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far He removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear Him. For He knows how we were made. He remembers that we are dust. And from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 through 6, hear these words. Surely He has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted Him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the punishment that made us whole. And by His bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. And from the Gospel, according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, we find these words as recorded in Luke's Gospels. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not. because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. The wonderful thing about occasions such as this is that we are reminded that God meets us right where we are and journeys with us and helps us to become who we were created to be. Wherever we are in life, perhaps very young or in later stages of life, God meets us and continues to meet us right where we are. One of the nice things about the bulletin this night, it also includes a couple of reflections, a couple of opportunities over the next few days before Sunday to journal, to reflect. And so you're not encouraged to do that now, but it's sometime in the next few days if you don't have another opportunity, another thing that you are doing through the days of Lent, the 40 days, which don't count the Sundays in terms of you counting, but an opportunity to use those last couple of pages of the bulletin. And also, folks that are not able to be here this night, you can share this with them, because all of the prayers, most all of the liturgy is included. And so somebody could have the experience, somebody who was not able to be here. But hear these words as I read them, an invitation for the observance of Lent. We invite you, in the name of the Lord and His church, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination, penitence, and prayer and sacrificial giving. We also invite you to strengthen your disciplines of reading and meditating on the Word of God, and to make a right beginning to walk in newness of life. And therefore, we invite you to bow before the Lord, our Creator and our Redeemer. This is a journey as we move through the wilderness together over the course of the 40 some odd days. We often take on things, and this talked about taking on something. And sometimes we talk about giving up things for Lent. I will just share, I have taken on running 40 miles during the season of Lent. Here's the challenge: if I don't keep up with it, at the end of Lent, it is going to be one long run. So my challenge is to be consistent throughout Lent, and also the challenge on myself when I don't run, to have to read something I haven't read before for an hour. That's a challenge for me too. But it is a way for us to be reminded to be about the disciplines that come with the Christian life. As we approach the table, the reminder here is that the ashes here are a symbol of sorrow and repentance for sin. They are a sign both of our mortality and our intention to die to old ways and to live a new life, as we find those words in our baptismal vows. Those who desire may come forward for ashes to be imposed on their forehead as a symbol of their sorrow and penitence and their desire to live a new life in Christ. And after everybody is able to come forward, those who desire so, and return to your seats, we will then pray the prayer of confession together, that we will read in a responsive way back and forth, Psalm 51. So you are invited, as you are able, to come forward. It may be messy, That is okay. Presbyterians tend to like to do things decently and in order, but if you would like to sit longer, that is fine. We'd just ask, maybe the way we're lined up tonight is if you would come from the center and then go to the outside when you return. That might help a little bit. And if you are need to be on either side of the table, that's okay. So we're going to do this now. So come. Let us be reminded that that you are dust, and to the dust you shall return. Might we join together in our unison prayer of confession. Creator God, you breathed life into dust. You dreamed up and brought me into existence. The least I could do would be to follow you. But even that is hard. Forgive my distracted ways. Remind me that life and in death, I belong to you. On my best days, and on my worst days, I belong to you. Amen. Let us respond accordingly as we read through Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me.
Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sins and blameless when you pass judgment.
Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me.
You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new right spirit within me.
Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you.
Deliver me from bloodshed, O God, O God of my salvation, and my countless sins of my deliverance.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise.
For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased.
The sacrifice is acceptable to God. It is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Hear this, God's assurance of God's pardon for us. We can assure you that on the basis of God's promises, and in the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
May the steadfast love of God, the abundant grace of Jesus Christ, and the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and always.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
As we conclude the service, might we pass the peace of Christ with one another. You are invited, following that, to Mahaffey Hall.